We're up to Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. Just start the Mishnah. Kulius Hameis. Kulius, that's a bone. It means a thigh bone. But really it means any bone that has marrow inside it that comes from a mace. Or else the Kulius HaMekdoshim. Or else the bone that comes from a korban from a Mekdoshim. Which really means, Rashi says, Uve Mesecht HaPsochim Tanan HaPigo V'Yanoise Metamim Es Yadayim T'Garzu B'Rabonim Mishnim Chashu Dikuno. The Yatzila Kuna, the made Gzeres there with the Rabbonin, if the korban becomes pigul or noiser, so it has a tumor, it's metam, the person, his hands become tamei. The gozu after Yatzomas over there, they made Gzeres even the bones. Sheshim shu noiser, that work that helped along the noiser, also has this tumor. So Mishnah talks about these two types of bones, either a kulius from a mace, or a sakulius from a korban, yeah, that became pigul or noiser, so they are tamei. Halachris hanogei abhem, whoever touches these two bones, bein stumim, bein nekuvim, tamei. Whether the bone is complete, sosa means closed, there's no holes in it. Or whether bein nekuvim, there is a hole that you could touch the marrow inside it. In both cases, tamei, you become tamei. And also, meis the pshat is, that's the halacha, that an etzem kisera is metama b'magav amasa. If you touch the bone, you become tamei. And Masha by the Mekdoshim also, just touching the bone is metamiyu. Forget about the marrow inside or the meat, just the bone itself is metamiyu. But what's going to be kulius nevelo? You have this bone, this thigh bone, from an animal that just died that became a nevelo. Or else for kulius hasheretz. You have the bone from a sheretz. The yid alocher is the bones themselves have no tumor. It's only the meat that's on them or inside them that has the tumas nevelo, tumas sheretz. So the hid halacha is hanageya b'hem. If you touch the bone itself without any meat, so stumim. If the bone is completely closed, there's no holes in it, you can't touch the inside marrow, then tohirim, you remain tor, because the bone itself has no tumas nevelo, and you didn't touch the nevelo, therefore you remain tor. But nekuvim, let's say the bone has a hole in it, then the locher is kolshu. No matter how small that hole is, mitama b'maga, yes, if you touch the bone, now you become tamei. Rashi says, afilu k'chut hasar, even though the hole is as small as a hair, she'ef shilikonis boy chut hasar, because you could put in a chut hashara, your hair, you could put in there. You could put in a piece of your hair, or a piece of your beard in there, and then you become tamei. Because since it's shaykh b'maga, now you do become tummy. And even though you don't put your hair, even though lamaisa, you're not touching the marrow inside, but since it's possible to touch it, it has a tumas magi, even though you're just touching the outside of the bone. Now the Mishnah says, minayin, how do I know to say shaf b'masa? Even in the case we're just carrying the bone, you're not touching it, how do I know there's a tumas masa here also? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, v'hanogeya v'hanoisa. It says the two, one next to another, the tumas maga and the tumas of carrying it. So we dash like this. Any type of a tumah that you, if you touch it, you become tamei, all these things by nevelom. Therefore, you'll have tumas mas also. Not every tumah. There are certain tumas just only has tumas maga, not tumas masa. But in the case where the din is, it has a tumas masa. We just want to know, does it apply here? So wherever you could be metam yourself through touching it, you could metam yourself through carrying it. But what's going to be loy bol lechla maga? Let's say here, if the bone is awesome, the bone is completely closed, so you cannot touch the inside marrow. In such a case, you can't get to have a tumas maga. Is loy bol lechla masa? Who I did? There's no tumas masa. Even though lemaisi you're carrying the bone, but since you can't have a tumas maga, that's this hekesh teaching us that you'll have no tumah by just carrying it. Now the Gemara says, Nageya in avomayu loy. Mash was only a tumas maga, if you touch this kulius, the bone of the mace, but if you put it into a house, has no tumas oil on it. So the question is, why not? It's avomayu loy, if you just bring it into the house, and you have the roof over it, it would not bring down tumah into the house. So the question is, heichidami, what type of a bone from a mace are we talking about over here? Idika kezayas boser, if there's a kezayas boser on top of the bone, is so then, b'yoyo nami letomei. She even have a tumas oil also, that's the locho. Now the kezayas boser of a mace, it has tumas oil. Samar says in Echnam, Medileka Ksayas Bosor. There's no Ksayas Bosor on top of this bone. Samar is still, but Vidika Ksayas Moyech Mifnim. If there's a Ksayas worth of the marrow inside the bone, so also we should say, Tumma Boykas Vioila. The tumma like Bokas means breaks through the bone and goes up. Vioila, so if so, Vioila Namina Tome. It should also be Tumas Oil. It's sort of like you have a Ksayas Bosor in the house. Because even though this marrow is inside the bone, but that's always the klal, if you don't have a pesach tefach, if you don't have an ear spot of a tefach in between like the mace and the covering, then the tumor goes up. So here, there's no tefach worth of space inside the bone, inside the marrow. Therefore, the marrow shoots up its tumor of a mace above the bone. So again, there's a kezayis moyach inside the bone, it should have a tumas oil. Smurah says, yes, we're talking about again the Mishnah, the leka kezayis moyach min mefnim. We're talking about now this bone, this kulyis hameis, where there's not even a kezayis of marrow inside the bone. Smurah is the question, vi moyach mi befnin, ma la rucha mi bachutz. But if the little bit marrow that you have inside the bone could cause it, that the meat on top of it could become healthy and grow back again. If so, then Avim al Yehum, then this bone by itself should be called an aver, a complete limb like of the mace. And then Biyoil Namalatama, that's the locha. An aver from a mace is Matama Biyoil. So here it's not only a din of an etzem, but this bone should have a locha like an aver, like a limb. Harashi explains, Vi kisavif you hold that moyech shebefnim, the marrow inside a bone, mala rucha labosim v'chutz, it could cause the outside meat to grow back and become healthy again when the bone's attached to the person when he's alive. Afagav, if so, afagav the leka moyech, even though there's no marrow inside the bone, ho yiluvim mechub lechay, since when this bone is still attached to a live person, seif hamoyech lovay, lemaisim, when it's attached, when it's alive, like the marrow would grow inside it. Shere pomim shamayach kula kola, a lot of times the marrow inside it like dies out, goes out, the chayzen comes back again. If so, this bone, if it would have been inside, it would have retained its marrow. Vayidei hamayach, and because of the marrow inside the bone, gadol habosam lamala, that would also cause that the meat on top of the bone would grow back again. In Cain of Sarashi says, for loy bus of loy mach, even without the outside meat and without the inside marrow, chashev aver is called an aver. Kol etzem cholol, it's called an aver limb by itself. Otnan, that's the mission oilis. Vayvor remain lem shir. Avilu pachos mekazayis min ames. Pachos mechadoshim min asheretz. No matter how small it is, the whole limb has tumas oil. Sielukur, let this bone have a tumas oil on it also. So my answer is, Omer Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Chia Zay Samaris. From here we hear and learn out that Moyech Min Befnim, even in the case when the bone does have a smarrow inside, Moyech Min Befnim Eino Mal Arucha Min Bachutz. No, it does not cause the meat of the outside of the bone to grow back. Like when the bone is attached inside the body when you're alive, and for some reason the meat around the bone comes off you, so the bone would not cause it to grow back again. So therefore, the bone by itself is not called an Avrolim. Rashi says, "Ksaver ein moyech shemefnin malu lebos mechutz v'ocho hoyu v'leka bos." Since there's no meat on the outside of the bone, if so, ain't seifel alas arucha b'chai. Even if it would have been alive, it would not grow back again the meat. Therefore, v'lo eva mikra is not called an eva. If it couldn't have grown back again the meat, then it's only called a bone. It's not called an eva. So that's why the Mishnah says this bone only has a tumas magar, but it has no tumas magumasa, but has no tumas oil. So Moshe says, b'maya kimto, how did you put the pshan al mishter in b'maya kimto? The lek kezayis, talking about now, where there's no kezayis moyach inside the bone. So Moshe's question, if so, the mukdoshim amay metame. If so, why by mukdoshim, why is it tame? Rashi says, hare leshim shu noiser. This bone never helped along the noiser. The noiser prophets in the kezayis. Noiser is only if you have meat of kachin that you left over, you did not eat it at the right time. So you leave over kezayis worth, it becomes a noiser. Here now, on the outside bone, there's no meat. On the inside of this bone, the moyach is telling me now is less than a kezayis. So that this moyach never had a nisa noiser. So we never had an Issa Noisa, so why is the bone become Tomei? The bone by itself is not Tomei by Mekdosh and by Korban. It's only if it was Chal an Issa Noisa upon the meat, so whatever was Mishamash, whatever helped along the meat also becomes Tomei. But here this bone did not help along the Gezaiah's worth of Noisa. That's one question. Secondly, Kul Yis Nevela, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, if you have this bone from a Nevela, or else for Kul Yis HaSheretz, you have this bone from a Sheretz. So the Mishnah says, Ki Nikvu, if there's a hole in the bone, that's possible for you to put your hair in there and touch the Mayach, Harei Mitamoy, then you become Tomei HaSamaga Nevela, or HaSamaga Sheretz. So the question is why? If there's no kezias of moyach inside, there's no kezias of meat there, so it should have no tumas nevela. Nevela is only tumah if you have the kezias worth of the nevela. That's the kezias, has no tumah. And the sheretz also. So even if you made a hole there, lechura, why is it mitzdarf? The question is, kinikva amay metamim. Ha'amrit, yein shem mitzdarf from the tumah chamura. Like, even if you want to say the bone is less like a shemer, but that's the mission we had before, that a shomer might not mitzvah to a shear for tumah chamur of a nevela. It's only mitzvah to the shear for tumas oichlin, not for tumas nevela. So why is that mishnah said as tumas nevela? So Moshe says in Echnami, hola kash, this alone wouldn't be kasha. Halein tiyu reisha, the mishnah by the kol yis hameis, just talking about the leka kezayis, where there's not a kezayis of moich inside. If it has no tumas oil, it only has a tumas magamasa, but there is the din etzim alone. Sefer that talks about the tumas of a nevela, There's no tumas nevela on the bone itself. It's only because of the meat, the marrow inside it. Senechnami, dika kezayis. Here we're talking about when there's the kezayis of marrow inside the bone. Oh my kamashman, what the chiddush of a mishnah then? Mili mili kamashman. Each part of the mishnah teaching us something else. Each one are different words. Reisha kamashman. On the reisha, the mishnah is teaching us the moyich mibifnim ein mala rucha mibachutz. That's the chiddush by the bosa, the bone of a mace. That even though it has a drop of marrow inside, but that marrow does not make the meat on the outside grow back again. Therefore, this bone is not considered a neighbor, and therefore it has no tumas oil. That's the chiddush, where there's no kezias of moyach inside, it's not metama oil, machmas adin of aver. That's the chiddush in the ratio. And mukdashim, what's the chiddush? By the bone of a mukdash, of a hegdish, my kumashmalon, that shimish noiser milsi. The chiddush is that this bone, even though the bone itself has no issa noiser, but since it's mishamish a noiser, inside of it has a kezias worth of it. So, enachnami, that's one where there was a kezias of moyach inside. And the chiddush is that since the moyach inside has an issa noiser on it, who then the bone also has a tumor now? Because the bone is mishamish, like protects it, works for the moyach inside. That's the chiddush. Senechnami. The Mukdoshim Dikabon Sombor has a kezias of Mayach inside. And the Kuyas Hameis is where there's no kezias of Mayach inside. The Gemara says this is a Chiddush, because we'll see the Yoma Mori Baravua, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Gemara Psochim, it says like this, that at Somois Kodeshim, the bones of a Korbin, Sheshim Shu Noiser, in a case where they protected, they helped along the Bosa that was Noiser, Metamas Yadayim, they also have a tumas Yadayim. If you touch it, you become Tomei. Hoyu Benasas Bosses Ladover also. Since it becomes a boss, it's like protecting the marrow inside. That's the Chiddush about Mishnah over here for this Svara. The Rashi says, Kamashman our Mishnah, the Mishun, the Shimshu, Kazayas, Noisa, Metam, Afilu, Kishistuma, Fulanoga, Bemayach. That's the Chiddush, even though the bone is sosim is complete. There's no way really to touch the marrow inside it. Still, Yutamei, since the etzim itself, the bone is shimish, is protecting the noiser inside, therefore the bone itself also has this tumas of noiser on it. That's also the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, then the Mishnah says, Nevela, what's the chiddush of the kuyas of a Nevela? Afagav dika kezayis, even though there's a kezayis moyach inside the bone, still, nikfa in, if there's a hole in the bone that you could touch the inside, then there's a tumas maga, there's tumas mas also. But loy nikfa, that's the chiddush, in the case where the bone is complete, there's no hole in the bone, then loy, then there's no tumas maga, who adin, there's no tumas masa. That's the chiddush of our mishnah, v'enach nami. It's mili mili katani. that by a bone of a mace there's no kezayis, and by the other bones in the Mishnah there is a kezayis of moyach inside the bone. Yeah. Namor says Abaye says that Lierlum really could be moyach mi befnim ma la ruchu mi vachutz. Abaye only argues in this one point, that it could be really that even though a bone has no meat on top of it and has no marrow inside it, but the marrow by itself, it will be alive, the marrow inside it will grow back, and once a bone has the marrow, that itself causes the bosa, the meat, to grow back on the outside. So really a regular bone is considered like an aver. So if so, the question is though, why does the Rashi of the Mishnah say the bone of the mace is only tumas magamasa? What happened to tumas oil? So Abaye is like this. The Abaye says that v'hoch v'may haskinen. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? V'shes shofa. We're like you sawed off or cut off the bone. Not the pshat, the bone was just pulled out, but you sawed it off like through and through. You cut it, Rashi says, either with a saw or with a knife. And who could Reb Loza, like Reb Loza says, the Yom Reb Loza, kul yis shes shofa, if you have this bone that you slice, you cut, Liorko, if you cut it the length of it, so then tamei, then it'll still be tamei. Then it'll even have by mace, even have a tumas oil on it. But since you cut it down the length, it will be attached, it will be alive, the parts of it with strands will still be attached completely, and therefore that could still cause the mayach, would make the meat on the outside grow back. But l'rochboi, like our Mishnah is talking about now, where the bone was sliced along its width, completely cut off, it's not attached at all, doesn't go through anything, then the bone is tore, it's tore mishum oil, that's not tumas oil. It's not called an oil, it's not called an aver anymore. It won't be able to make its meat grow back again. And the Mor says, b'simnech, what's similar to this? Dikla, like by a palm tree. So Rashi says it means, imtitu imenu ritsua, so you take the strip that grows around it. So it dries up, and it won't let the sap go up the tree. But if you only cut it off lengthwise, so there's still a piece there, a part that's still attached, that the sap could go straight up the tree, it will still make it heal, become better. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about, where the koyis was cut straight through and through the width of it, so therefore nothing goes through it, therefore it's not mala rucha, and that's why it's not called an aver. So Abaye Sofer only argues on the teretz of the first case of the Reisha, of the koyis hameis, that even though it is mala rucha, still here in this case of the Mishnah, it will not be mala rucha. Can't make it better. Won't be able to heal it. Now, Rabbi Yechonon says no. For Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Lielam Dika Kazai, he's talking about now, even this Kulia Sameis could be the Ruzak Kazayas of Maru inside it. And also, it could be the marrow inside the bone also would cause the bone to retain its meat on the outside. If it would be alive, it would make the meat grow back. So the question is then, if it has a din of an aver, then why isn't there a tumah? Why isn't there a tumas oil? So Mor says, "Enechnami umay nageya diktoni." What does the Mishnah mean, nageya? Mal taka means a tumas oil also. It says kuyas mes kuyas hamidoshim nageya bem. Nageya there means even with a tumas oil. So therefore, there's no kasha. So therefore, the old Mishnah is talking about where there is a kezayis moich inside, and enechnami. Negei is lav davka, it has a tumas oil also. Rashi says, amai negei amayo, mayo nami b'mashmik, the first few years of dika tanoi, the koral amayo negei, some tanoi call tumas oil, some that's over the same tent, or din negei. Amai negei, the toni mayo, v'imoy namas question, v'imoy m'mifnim, mala rucha m'machutz, so kul yis nevela, v'kul yis hasheretz, for my terim, even though the bone of the veil of bone of a sheretz is whole, it's complete. There's no neck, there's no hole going through it. It's a complete bone, so you can't touch the inside. So you want to tell mischief there, then it has no tumas maga. Question is why? Since the mayach inside will cause eventually the meat to grow back on the outside, so it should be considered like it would be possible to have a tumas maga. So why are you tor? Rashi says, my term, etzem gufa. Avril, the etzem, the bone itself is called an aver. Even without mayach nami should be tomei. That is, by nevela, an aver has tumas nevela. So this bone should have a shame of an aver on it. So even without any moich, even without any meat on top, since it's possible later for the marrow to grow back again, and then the meat will grow back again, it's called an eder. So it should have a tumas maga neveler also. So my answer is, Omar Rabbi Binyamin bar Gidul, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha b'mayaskin. No, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegoyen dika kezayis moich hamis kashkeish, that you have a kezayis true of the marrow inside the bone, hamis kashkeish, that's moving back and forth. Rashi says it means yavish, it dried up a little bit, the marrow inside, and the necker was moved, mitrecha chalal, and this will not heal up anymore. So the kid said, Mishnah is talking about the case of a bone, that even though it has the kezayis marrow inside it, but it since it's dried up already and shaking around, it will not cause the outside meat to grow back again. So therefore, Pshan, the Mishnah is like this. The gabi mace, if the bone comes from a mace, and Echnami, since it has the kezayis of moyach inside it, that alone is the kezayis of a mace, that alone has tumah. That if there's no pesach tefach, an air spot of a tefach on top of it, and then covering, but it's still the covering like the bone is right above the moyach, we say the tumah, the moyach shoots up, and Echnami, there'll be a tumas oil because of that. Not because it's an aver, but because you have the kezayis of a mace. And the same thing would apply to a Mugdoshim also, since there's a kezayis of Moich inside, that had been nicer on it, so this bone was Mishamish nicer, the bone also would become Tomei. Now, Nevela, what about the second part of the mission of the Kuyus of a Nevela Kuyus Hasheretz? Kivun de Miskash Kishu, since the Moich inside is like shaking around, therefore it would not cause the outside meat to become better, so it's not called an Aver. So therefore, just as a bone alone, it's not Tomei. So what do you want a tumah to be because of the moyach inside? Now it depends. Nikfa, if there's a hole in the bone that you could get to touch the inside marrow in, then there would be a tumah smaga. But like nikfa, in a case where there's no hole in the bone, you can't have a tumah smaga in the milay. Then there's no tumah smaga, there's no tumah masa. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Yavin, Vitaim Rebbe Yosi Barav Baravin, Afana Narmatanina. We also learned like this, that it says, Hanageya, Bechachati Zayis, if you touch a Kechati Zayis, Umayil Achati Zayis, and if you put another hand over a Chati Zayis, of a mace, or else a Chati Zayis Mailalov, or else you go into a house where there's a Chati Zayis, or the Chati Zayis of a mace goes over you. So Locher is Tommy. In both these two cases, you're Tommy. Even though you have to touch a Kezayis to become Tommy, but here with the Tziruf, since you touched a Chatzi Kezayis and the Chatzi Kezayis was over you, together it's sort of like you touched a Kezayis and your tummy. So it's like this. Iyamrit Bisham, if you tell me it's very good that Chatshmahu, oil and maga has one name to it, Mishimachim and Starav, therefore you can put the two together. El Iyamrit, if you're going to tell me Trei Shmeninu, that they have two separate names, that maga is maga and oil is oil, Mim and Starav, we can't put the two together. If you want to bring a proof, the last teretz we said that in the ratio of our Mishnah with the bone of a mace, there would be a tumas oil. And even though the Mishnah only says maga, maga and oil goes together, so that's the proof from over here. Because see here it's mitzarif. And if we wouldn't have a shame, one name, it wouldn't be mitzarif. Because otherwise, v'otanan, we also learned a Mishnah in Oilus that says, v'otanan, ze'aklal, this is the general rule. Kol shu mishum echad mitzarif v'tomei. Mishnei shema is toher. If something has one name to it, it's Mitzarev the Tumas. Mitzarev the Tomei. But if it has two names to it, the Tor. So what says good? Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Chad Shmo, it has one name. That oil and Magi is called like one name. That's why here it says the Mitzarev. So Mar says, therefore it's good, our Mishnah also, even though it only says Neg Maga. It also means oil, it's one name. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Eim is safe. What's the safer say? Aval HaNageya B'Kechati Zayif. If with one hand you're touching a kachatzi zayis of a mace, now the dovaracha mayer olov via kachatzi zayis. Let's say now there's a kachatzi zayis of a mace next to you, and there's a board on top of you, and that kachatzi zayis. So it comes out that you're touching a kachatzi zayis mace, and there's also a kachatzi zayis of a mace that's being a mile over you. It says tor, you remain tor. So the question is why. V'chad Shmo, if it has one name touching, and to Masoyol, am I Torah, why are you Torah? Lamaiti, you're touching a Kechati Zayis, And there's also kechatzi zayis of tumah, being mild, being over you. So you should be mitzaref to two. You should be tumah. You have to do with a kechat, with a kezayis of a mace. So Moshe says, anyway, el kasha reishu. So it's a kasha of the reishu. The reishu says it is mitzaref. So who is to steer with the reishu in the sefer? So this Gemara says no. Omer Reb Zera, betumah ritzutza bein beiz migdol maskinon v'yein b'neiim pesach tefach. That the reish of this Mishnah that says that you are mitzvah of the tumah if you touch a chatzi kezayis and you have a chatzi kezayis on top of you or you're on top of the chatzi kezayis. Here we're talking about a special case. The case is that betumah ritzutza bein beiz migdolim. Meaning to say, let's say there's a chatzi kezayis of tumah on the bottom, and now it's in between two migdolim, two towers made out of wood, and there's less than a tefach in between the two. The law is, whenever you have less than a tefach, it's still like the tumah's ritzutza, the tumah shoots up. So here this tumah shoots up directly, but you're on top of it, it's considered like you're touching it mamish, like the Gemara says, tikkun negiyah, it's all considered a complete negiyah. If it would have been wider than a tefach, then you have to come up to tumah's oil. The tumah goes up and shoots over and comes down again, that's tumah's oil. But since in between the tumah migdolim here, it's less than a tefach, so here we say tumah ritzutza, the tumah itself like shoots up. So it's mamish considered like you're touching the tumah. So that's why in the ratio the two are mitzaref, they're actually touching of a chatzi kezayis, another chatzi kezayis that's on the bottom and you're on top. But since it's in between two towers, two wooden towers, and there's no tefach in between it, that tumah shoots up, it's mamish considered like you're touching like a negiyah. So that's why you tell me. Then Achnami in the Sefer where it's a real tumas oil, it's wider than a tefach, there could be this mishnah, that's not mitzaref to two, that negiyah and oil are called two different shemas. So you wouldn't have a proof to Rabbi Yechanan from this mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, uman tana the koron liel negiyah, like who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Who does Shita Rabbi Yechanan hold that all oil and mag is called the same thing? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Yosi, goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The tani belong like this. Rabbi Yosi says, mole tavod rekav mitama b'maga over maso over yoyhil. Now, a mole tavod, that's a spoonful of rekav. Rashi says rekav, that's like the mace when it disintegrates. It's dirt, the dirt of the mace. The offer, Rashi says it means hanim tzabiyorin, the dirt of a mace that you find in his grave. Shemes shurak vivusay shemes. That's like when the mace itself starts to disintegrate. So they have this offer there. Veshir mole tarvet halachal mosh mesinai. This is halachal mosh mesinai. That if you have a spoonful, a cups full of this dust that comes out of the coffin of a mace, so it's metama both b'maga, if you touch it b'masa, if you carry it over yoyel and oil. It's a question of this. Bishtayma b'masa v'yoyel hokatoyin le'lekuli. It's very good. You're carrying the whole thing, or else you're in an oil over it, it's very good, or else for komayi lakulei. You're being over those things, it's very good that you're tummy. Elo negeya, but by touching it, halenaga bakuli, you're not touching those things. It's not like one piece. It's ashes, it's dust. So there's 100 pieces there. And you're only touching one or two of them, you're not touching those things, so why are you tummy? Well, she says, the kol offering the makubi yachad. The dust there is not attached. For negeya, but sad zeh, you touch this side, you're not touching the other side. And each part of it, the kol chad v'chad offer b'yavanav shiyu, it's dust by itself. Samar says, Elolab Shmamina, isn't it a proof over here? My Nageya, what does it mean to say? Nageya means Mayel. It means to say that you're above it, you're on top of it, or underneath it. For the Marai, Vokotoni Nageya, Vokotoni Mayel. Can't say that over here. It says both ways. It says this Mole Tarbut of Rekiv is Matana both ways, through Maga and through Oil. It's Mashma two separate cases. You want to say it's one case. Samar says, Omer Abaya, Lemata mitefach oil nigia, lemala mitefach oil greater. So according to Abai and Echnami, oil and mag are really two different things. Now that we say that lemata mitefach is called an oil, that means if you're less than a tefach away from the tumor, like we always said in a spekas for yerlo, ritzusa the yerlo, that's called a real nigia. But lemala mitefach, if you're above the mace, more than a tefach, then oil greater, you only have a lach of an oil.
So regal oil is not called a negiya. So nechlami, Abaye does not go like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Abaye, you don't have a pshat, you don't have a teres, you don't have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan that oil and negiya means the same thing. Because over here, we're talking about now where it's lamata mitefach, so that's called mamash like a real negiya. But nechlami, otherwise, that's why you have a tub. Even though you're not really touching yourself, tumas oil, but when the oil is less than a tefach away, that's considered like a real negiya. But when you're more than a tefach away, then we do not say an oil is like a real negiya, so it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rava says no. Afilu lamala mitefach nami yoyel negiyu. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds. Could be even though you're more than a tefach above the mace, it's only oil, but it's also considered a negiya. If so, so what does the Bryce before me to say by Molit Tarver? There's two things, there's Negiya and there's oil. So Echidami oil grade, where's the case of oil by itself? Piham Shocha. Meaning that the mace, the tumah, is not really directly above you, underneath you. It's on the side of you. And there's a daft, there's an oil on top of you. So the tumah goes up to one side, and then the oil is mamshcha, drags along to over you, and it comes down again. So Bamshocha, that's not called a Negiya Dikalocha, that's called a regular oil. So where it's only through Hamshocha, where the oil drags the Tumma near you, that makes you, the true it's Tumma's oil, that does not have to do with Negiya. But it's good Rabbi Yechanan though, before, that in our Mishnah, that when it says Negiya, Huadin, it also means oil. Oil is also called a Negiya. The Amar Rav says,